USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Confidence is now waning in a bipartisan border and foreign aid deal in the U.S. Senate. Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
It's been made pretty clear to us by the Speaker that it will not become law.
Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer blamed hardline Trump allies in the GOP for sabotaging the deal prematurely. He said Republican senators in the room were discouraged.
There was a lot of anger, frustration, deep disappointment in our Republican colleagues.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson declared the border security and foreign aid deal dead on arrival in the U.S. House. After text of the measure was released on Sunday, the bill would give the Department of Homeland Security the ability to shut down the border entirely if illegal immigrant encounters approach certain thresholds. It would also send more money overseas to Ukraine, Israel, and elsewhere. When offered a primary ballot without former President Trump's name on it, Nevada Republican primary voters are just saying none of the above. No delegates were at stake in the Nevada GOP primary election held Tuesday. However, one telling fact is that Trump's top Republican challenger, Nikki Haley, whose name was on the ballot, could not even score a victory. On Thursday, Trump is expected to win a new caucus process that's been instituted by Nevada Republicans. Meanwhile, the Haley campaign says she will remain in the race despite the disappointment in Nevada. At the same time, the former president is planning to appeal his immunity case to the U.S. Supreme Court. Trump's lawyers argue that a president is immune from most criminal prosecutions due to the nature of the job. Federal prosecutors disagree, claiming Trump's actions after the 2020 election were a breach. This as high court justices are set to decide whether Trump got involved in a planned insurrection or not at that time. This is USA News.
Progressive asks, what do a late night pizza craving?
Pizza place.
Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence have in common?
Uh-oh.
It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Radical Islamic militias linked to Iran have only seen the beginning of retaliatory U.S. airstrikes, so says the Pentagon.
This is the start of our response, and there will be additional actions taken to hold the IRGC and affiliated militias accountable for their attacks.
U.S. airstrikes hit dozens of targets across multiple days this past weekend. Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder confirmed there were enemy casualties but offered few other details. The U.S. military is retaliating on targets linked to Iran-aligned militia groups in the Middle East who were responsible for drone attacks that killed three U.S. soldiers in Jordan late last month. At least 9 deaths are reported as heavy rain and wind continue to pound the U.S. Southwest region. In some locations in California, there was up to 13 inches of new rainfall reported. Flooding and mudslides remain a concern across the region. Local emergencies were declared in Los Angeles and San Diego. And a pop music superstar may be going after a college student for monitoring the movements of her private jet.
Taylor Swift's legal representatives have issued a warning of potential legal action against a college student from Florida for his monitoring of celebrities' private jet movements. Jack Sweeney disclosed to CNN that he received a cease and desist notice from Taylor Swift regarding the social media account he manages. Sweeney previously operated a website that tracked Elon Musk's private jet before Musk closed down his account. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.